WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
I'm Melissa Goode and got something special for you this afternoon. From the birthplace of psychedelia in the 60s comes a band that places as much emphasis on recording as they do on their live show. Playing tonight at Charlottesville's Jefferson Theater, I'm pleased to have Charlottesville jam band Tea Leaf Green live at WNRN. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely. So, Trevor, I'm going to be talking with you most of the time since we gave you kind of the one
the
and
mic,
only mic.
So I'll be doing all the speaking on behalf of my brothers.
Well, that works out great. Okay, so I have to ask you, if you were in Idaho and a hip-hop band, then you would want to go somewhere like New York or L.A. If you were a country band and you were, I don't know, in Canada, you'd want to go down to Nashville. But as a jam band starting in San Francisco, is there a certain amount of pressure or expectations that comes along since you're going into that genre that's so very much a San Francisco tradition?
Well, you know, I mean, when we first started playing, I think we were the only jam band in San Francisco. I mean, it was I don't even know if we really called ourselves wanted to call ourselves that, a jam band. But yeah, I mean, we ended up, you know, hanging out with all those folks from the Grateful Dead and everything because they just happened to be around there and... you know, there's all the people. But yeah, I mean, what the expectation is for us to go on the road and just keep on touring forever. That's the expectation.
All right. So basically it was to get yourself out of San Francisco was the big expectation.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you made it when you guys sold out the Great American Music Hall?
That felt pretty good. But I mean, I didn't really feel like I made it. I mean, if this is making it until I had somebody else start.
Until this very moment.
Until this very moment. My benchmark is when I stopped having to set up my keyboards by myself.
That's a pretty great benchmark right there.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to be playing live tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville. And I was hoping we could give people a little bit of a taste of what you guys are going to do tonight. What do you want to play first?
I think we're going to play a new song called... want to do the new song first?
Yes.
Yeah, the new song.
Yes,
it's called it's Easy to Be Your Lover.
You should
probably count it out. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right.
Is like your long hair, it's full of twists and tangles, and the fruit that you bear is of a fallen angel. By day we work it all out, by night it's tangled again. Is this a punishment or just the way that love is? Your man, but I
Live music on WNRN with Tea Leaf Green. And Trevor, let me make sure I get this right. Easy to be your lover?
Easy to be your lover.
Okay.
It's hard to be your man.
True story? Oh, that's unfortunate. Great song, though.
Write the book.
Well, it sounds like you're almost writing a book. I mean, you've written a ton of songs in the time that you guys have been together. I mean,
keep on going, you know?
Yeah. Because has it been 13 years at this point that you guys have been together? About that?
Yeah, I'm not counting.
Yeah. Well, and there have been 5 albums and then 6 live albums and then countless taped, what have you.
6 live albums?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Again, I'm not counting.
I'd like to hear those.
Record everything and stuff gets out. Stuff's on the internet, you know what I mean?
Yeah. There's actually a lot of stuff on the internet. You guys have stuff on Live Download, you guys have stuff on Nugs.net and all those sorts of places. Do you find that all of that live music that's out there, it makes people come out to see those live shows?
I hope so. I mean, there's a reason for it. I mean, personally, I tend to think that there's too much. I'm like, why do you guys want to hear all this stuff, man? But, I mean, if people keep on wanting to get it, then we'll put it out there.
Yeah. Hey, I think a lot of people do want to get it, especially with the fact that you guys do a different set every single night.
Yeah.
Looking at your set list, they're really cool because they encapsulate so much of the different parts of your career. Do you guys think about ahead of time? Do you plot any of these things out so that days
like
ahead of time?
Like when we're sitting at home in San Francisco and look at the map and we're like, in Charlottesville, I'm going to play this song. We don't have like some like command center or anything where we do it. But we just basically, you know, sit around before the show and Except for Reed. Reed's got a command center, but he won't let me. He won't let me in to see it. You know.
Oh, poor Trevor.
I've been like, Reed, can I see your command center? He's like, no.
You have to earn it.
Oh man, we're live with Tea Leaf Green at WNRN. I'm Alyssa Goode, and I had our host of our Grateful Dead and Friends show actually call up right before we went on air, and he was like, I'm so jealous, first of all, that you get to talk with Tea Leaf Green. But he also wanted me to very specifically ask about your bassist, about Reed Mathis, because he is the second bassist that you guys have had in the band, and in some ways there seems to be a different energy within the band since he's come in with you guys. Were you all fans?
I have to apologize for that. I'm very sorry.
Him and his command center.
Oh man. Was Tea Leaf Green a fan of Jacob Fried Jazz Odyssey?
Yeah. We've been like, you know, following each other around the country for years, mm-hmm. and you know, when it came down to the point where we needed a new bass player, he was the bass player that we knew. We're like, well, what's that Reed Mathis up to? And so we called him up, and he's like, sure, I'll join the band. We never expected him to.
It was kind of a coincidence, because I was actually, like, looking for something to do.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah, and was it something that you jumped at as soon as the conversation came up?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like a coincidence, you know, because I'd done Jacob Fred for 15 years at that point, and I was ready for a change of pace. And actually, the very day that Tea Leaf Green called me, I was like, just like consciously thinking, like, man, what next, you know?
Yeah.
What do? I want to do something else, you know? And then it was like, bring, hello.
Yeah, Mercury was aligned with Mars.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty right on for all of us.
It's like a meteor shower.
But then I ruined the band, you know?
No, not
so
at
it,
all.
It doesn't have a happy ending, unfortunately. Now they all hate me, but they're stuck with me. So. God.
Well, since you all are stuck together, why don't we listen to some music from Tea Leaf Green? What do you guys want to play next for us?
It's a song called Looking West. Ready? Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Nothing is for real.
ocean. Go through the desert to California. It's all the way from Bar to the forest of Arcadia.
Live music here at WNRN from Tea Leaf Green. That is Lookin' West. Guys, I want to thank you so much for being here and playing live for us. And, I have to ask you about this because I thought it was great. Like, most of your albums you've done on the West Coast, but for the most recent one, Raise Up the Tent, you guys came to the East Coast and were just around the corner for us in Richmond. Did you make that trek out to the East Coast so that you could work with Crackers, Dave Lowry?
Yeah, that was the whole point. It's kind of an experiment to get out of our natural digs and just kind of hole up in Richmond, you know. Just wanted to get down into the South and
we did hole up too. I recall.
Yeah, we kind of just like sat in a warehouse space for 2 weeks and didn't leave.
Just got greasy and made a record.
There was a lot of Crisco involved. I mean, I don't really need to get involved.
I recall there was a lot of teacher coffee involved.
Teacher coffee.
Oh, my goodness. Well, a great album.
Thank you.
It's really cool to see what a difference being with a different producer and in a different area seems to make. Did it seem like it was a big difference to you guys when you were making that album?
Totally. No, it didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that whole being holed up in Richmond. Yeah. There you go.
Really get the, you know, it's a totally different feel. It's a different vibe out there, you know.
Yeah,
or out
for
here,
sure.
Should I say?
For sure. Yeah, that's true. All right, so the show is tonight at Charlottesville's Jefferson Theater. Things are going to start around 8 p.m. with Alberta Cross opening up. And I think I'm going to take us out with a track from Raise Up the Tent.
Awesome.
It's Red Ribbons from Tea Leaf Green on WNRN.